Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy mercy fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safely to the haven guide. O, receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is staked. All my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Wilt thou not regard my call? Wilt thou not accept my prayer? Lo, I sink, I faint, I fall. Lo, on thee I cast my care. Reach me out thy gracious hand, while I of thy strength receive. Hoping against hope I stand, dying I behold I live. Thou, O Christ, are all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness, false and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found. Grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound. Make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Service begins with the introit. It's found on your white bulletin insert. We stand. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Beards witnesses rise up. They charge me with things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. This you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we implore you that we who amid so many adversities do fail through our own infirmities may be restored through the passion and intercession of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Holy Monday is from the 50th chapter of Isaiah. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who condemns me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication. To my cause, my God and my Lord. Draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. The epistle is from the second chapter of 1 Peter. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. This is the word of the Lord.
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us, but your tender mercies speedily to meet us. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you.
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed in him. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves him, my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, the voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out, and I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever, and how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 94. Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death, our foe. Christ, yourself for me once giving,
to the darkest depths of woe. Through your suffering, death, and merit, life eternal I inherit. Thousand thanks are due, dearest Jesus, unto you. You have suffered great affliction, and have borne it patiently, even death by crucifixion, fully to atone for me. For you chose to be tormented, that my doom should be prevented. Thousand thanks are due, dearest Jesus, unto you. Then for all that bought my pardon, for the sorrows deep and sore, for the anguish in the garden, I will thank you evermore. Thank you for the groaning, sighing, for the bleeding and the dying, for that last triumphant cry. Praise you evermore on high.
Our sermon text is from John chapter 12, verse 28. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. At Jesus' baptism, the Father spoke audibly from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. At Jesus' transfiguration with the three disciples on the mountain, the Father spoke audibly again, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And in today's Holy Gospel, it records the third time in which there is an audible heavenly voice. This time, the voice is in direct response to a prayer spoken by Jesus. Jesus prays, Father, glorify your name. The Father responds, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The Savior's life and death has been devoted to the purpose of glorifying the Father's name. The first time in which the Father glorified Jesus, as he says, is not an individual instance. This first glorifying refers to the entire life of Jesus. The second time does, however, speak of the hour of Jesus' death. A bit earlier in today's text, it said, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. There it is. That's the second one. The hours of Jesus' death include pretty well his last 3 days, his suffering and his death. In a very similar way, the liturgy for Maundy Thursday through Holy Saturday does not include a benediction at the end of Thursday and at the end of Friday, as if all of those days were simply one big ongoing service and it doesn't come to the end. So similarly, the hour of Jesus' glorification has come with the beginning of the Passover on Maundy Thursday, recorded in John 12, and then Maundy Thursday would be John 13, and goes on until Jesus' burial and his death. That is the second glorify. So, the name. Glorify thy name. The glorifying of the name of the Heavenly Father is none other than the revelation of the Heavenly Father in his will and purpose. You see, throughout Jesus' life, he had revealed his Heavenly Father. That's the way the name is glorified. The simplest teaching that we have of Jesus is probably found in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. Now, it echoes the same things that are mentioned in this text. So listen. Listen to how clearly Jesus explains the Father's purpose in sending his Son. Listen to how he describes the will of the Heavenly Father, who desires to save. And finally, note how the result of Jesus doing the will of the Father, that there will be judgment. John 3, 16 to 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and the men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. That's the text. So by the Son's teaching, the Father, his name, has been glorified. Now add to that teaching Jesus' life, his holy life. Yes, it has been a beautiful example of perfection. He relied upon the Heavenly Father. He didn't seek revenge. He loved his enemies. He showed the Father's mercy and grace by his miraculous signs of healing for the downcast. Jesus did miracles, not for himself, to provide for others, serving them. He loved his neighbor as himself. So we have his teaching and we have his life. Now I know that we normally think of Luther's small catechism as a teaching which we apply to ourselves. But since we are talking about glorifying the Father's name, well, consider the meaning to the first petition, "Hallowed be thy name." Luther could have been thinking of Jesus' perfect life, well, and teaching and life, when he wrote these words. God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, lead holy lives according to it. Jesus hallowed the Father's name, and the Heavenly Father acknowledged, saying, "In whom I am well pleased." That happened at both the baptism and the transfiguration. I would group those kind of together. But now, in today's text, Jesus moves into the account of his passion, and the Father promises to glorify his name once again. The hour of Jesus' passion has come, and Jesus will accomplish our salvation by his suffering and death. Like a seed of wheat, Jesus will die, that his death might produce much grain and might give believers eternal life. Jesus did not shrink back from his work of sacrificial atonement. No, Jesus did not say, "Father, save me from this hour." Of course not. Instead, he prayed, "Father, glorify your name." That's all that he wanted to do with his life and now with his death. That is, this suffering and death Jesus revealed to be the Father's appointed sacrifice. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And as a result of Jesus' suffering and death, there will be made a judgment. First, the world will be judged. When the sinful world, full of sinners, rejected Jesus, they sealed their own fate. They were rejecting God, the God who had revealed himself in the Christ and desired to draw all men through that Christ. Second, the ruler of this world, the devil, Jesus says, will be cast out. Yes, the devil put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus for the love of money. But this ruler of this world, this devil, will not be allowed to have any more messing with Christ's church. He will be cast out. And finally, Jesus will draw all believers to himself. He wants all believers to be with him as, well, and with the Father for eternity. So, St. John, as he concludes this account of Jesus' earthly ministry with, well, John chapter 12, he has a section which explains that there were some who believed and some who didn't. That's the way John 12 concludes. I read earlier, verse 37 says, "But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him." That's the sum. And verse 42, Jesus says, or the scriptures say, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." There were some, even among the rulers, who did believe, because Jesus glorified the Father's name. He revealed himself to be that Savior. In John 12, he applies it to ourselves. Yes, if we have seen what happened in Jesus' life and ministry, and now we will see how the Father will glorify Jesus in his suffering and his death, what does that mean for us? "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light." Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have become sons of light. We are those too who then our life is to be prayed, "Glorify thy name." How do we do this? When the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God lead holy lives according to it. As Luther says, "Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. We stand for prayer. O Lord God, the Father of mercies, who has not pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live, and who of thine infinite goodness didst deliver up thine only begotten Son into death as a sacrifice for our sins. For his sake, remember not our ingratitude and indifference, but have mercy upon us and forgive us all our sins. As thy dear Son was wounded for our transgressions and by his stripes we are healed, let us daily with true repentance and sincere faith meditate upon his passion, that his death may be our life, his righteousness our salvation, his conflict our victory and everlasting peace. Replenish us with thy Holy Spirit, that, loving thee with our whole hearts, we may walk in thy ordinances blameless. Teach us to love one another, to bear one another's burdens, and so to fulfill the law of Christ, who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and who gave his life as a ransom for many. Help us likewise to love our enemies and from our hearts to forgive everyone his trespasses against us. Let us follow the example of our Savior in patiently enduring trials and afflictions of this present world, that having suffered with him, we may also be glorified with him. For his sake, hear all who cry unto thee in sorrow and distress, and relieve them according to their several necessities. Bestow thy blessing upon the ministry of reconciliation. May the preaching of the cross become a message of peace and a power of God unto the ends of the earth, that the nations that sit in darkness may be delivered from their sins and glorify thy gracious name with all thy saints. Embolden the ministers of thy word to preach, in season and out of season, Christ and him crucified, calling sinners to repentance and believers to rejoice in thy salvation. May the death of thy Son be our comfort in our last hour, and let us depart in peace to rise with him unto life everlasting. Amen.
Our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
Grant, O Almighty God, that being purified by the powerful virtue of this sacrament, we may arrive with greater purity to the author and institutor thereof. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm is in your bulletin.
Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Thank you. The Nunc Dimittis, without the Gloria Patri. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. May your holy mysteries, O Lord, inspire us with divine fervor, that we may both delight in their celebration and in their fruit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bow down your heads before God. Help us, O God of our salvation, and grant that we may celebrate with joy the memory of those mercies whereby you have graciously restored us to a new life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.